for The Drive's Top 5 at 5.
All right. Quitting time on your Friday. Congratulations, you have made it. Another weekend is here. 5 o'clock on Fan Run Radio. I'm Russell Smith. Get set to send things back to the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Marcus Young standing by, and your Top 5 at 5 is brought to you by National Law Rex, where I am, for another hour. Marcus, what do you got?
Thank you, Russell. At number one, some news has come out about a potential commit target for the Vols football team, as four-star cornerback Jordan Matthews has said that his announcement date will be August 15th, and he'll be deciding between Tennessee, Michigan, and Texas. Matthews is ranked as the nation's 139th best player and 15th best cornerback, according to 247. The Baton Rouge native ranks as the 9th best player in the state of Tennessee and would be a major add to the already good recruiting class that we have currently.
So weird, a four-star cornerback from Baton Rouge who LSU is just not a factor, and doesn't sound like because they didn't want him. They might have been a little bit late, but also just a kid that wants to go out there and do his own thing. I don't feel great about it. You read some of the tea leaves online, it sounds like Texas is probably the lead dog there, but I don't think Tennessee is completely out of it. Would be a huge pickup at a position of need. We need corners that can play for sure.
Well, like you mentioned, he's visited them quite a bit, so it's unfortunate that it seems that we are a little bit behind the eight ball, but I'm sure we'll be able to make ground. At number two, we start the preseason football as the Las Vegas Raiders took on the Jacksonville Jaguars, defeating them 27-11. I can't believe I forgot about this, but there was a Vol, former Vol, that was playing last night, and Matthew Butler.
Yeah.
With the Las Vegas Raiders. According to the PFF, he didn't record any kind of tackles or anything, but he did have a pressure rate of 7.7 pressure rate, so he was getting in there, battling it out on the trenches of the offensive and defensive line. Hopefully, he's a hardworking guy. I'm hoping he gets an opportunity to make an impact for that defense.
Former Crown Cleaners spokesman, Matthew Butler.
Gotta love it.
Yeah, you know he looked good going to the bus.
Yeah. Absolutely. Number three, apparently Matthew Stafford is dealing with some elbow pain that is quote-unquote abnormal for a quarterback, according to Sean McVay.
It's not good.
Apparently he dealt with an elbow injury last season. He received an injection in his right elbow during the offseason, hoping to kind of alleviate the pain. He did throw during the individual 7-on-7 drills on Thursday, but did not take part of the team reps. So you never like hearing someone say that the pain is abnormal for this position. Makes you kind of worried for the 34-year-old.
Is there a normal amount of elbow pain for a quarterback? It's just like, practice through 30 passes today, ice it down, there's kind of general soreness?
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. You know, sometimes I can sometimes get random pain in my elbow from, like, just nothing. And I'm like, why is this happening?
We're talking
to me?
About NFL quarterbacks, Mark. It's like, no offense here. It's
no.
Kind of an animal.
I know. But, like, you know, I think any pain out of your elbow, I would say, would be unusual. But they're calling it out as something totally different. Maybe offensive linemen get it. I don't know. But hopefully.
Can he throw left-handed, Matthew Stafford? Is he amphibious?
You mean ambidextrous?
No, I mean amphibious, you knucklehead. I think it's a big story there. If he can't play, I mean, I don't even know who the backup is for the Rams. It's probably not going to be good.
No, I mean, like, if you
didn't
really...
we look this up last year? I think we did. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm looking it up.
I was just going to say, like, I did not think Stafford was going to make as much of a difference to that team last year, and boy was I wrong. So now it's going to be really interesting to see, like you said, whoever the backup is how can they make any kind of difference. At number four, Bayern Munich absolutely destroyed Frankfurt in today's game for the opening of the German Bundesliga, as they defeated them 6-1.
Bundesliga.
Is that what I said?
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, I don't speak German. But they defeated, they went out pretty quick with a 5-0 lead before Frankfurt scored a goal to make it, I don't know, not even reasonable before Munich finished it off. Good start to some soccer, though, out in Germany. Absolute slaughter.
This is what's happening in my absence from the Fan Run Studios this afternoon. You got Bear cramping from sitting too long in a chair, and Marcus is including German soccer updates in the top five at five.
Oh, would you like me to talk about another brawl that's
happening?
Hey,
could you lower the volume? Take the bass out. Just, all right.
Most of the news today has been just more brawls and football camps.
Who doesn't love a good football practice brawl?
Yeah, I'm here for it. I mean,
who was fighting today?
49ers. Shanahan was upset, called a team meeting out there to get them to calm down.
Who were the combatants?
It doesn't say. They just sent a bunch of. It said that they didn't say any names specifically.
How much you want to bet the dog was in the middle of it?
Oh
he had to have been.
Not going to wager against that at all.
But apparently there were some punches thrown. So, but that's been happening literally all week. Has been brawls in different football camps. So
notice nobody fell on a helmet.
No one did. That's true. I apologize for adding German soccer. I'll nix that for Monday's story as well. Then finally at number five, apparently there's a – you need a guard dog? No. Sometimes you can use a guard cat. As a cat was able to help a man prevent a would-be robbery.
Nice. What
kind of cat was it? Like a Maine Coon or, you know, one of those big 25-pound cats or –
Just calico.
It was a panther.
A Mississippi man said his pet cat.
Tiger.
A couple of white tigers I think they have down there in Mississippi. The Mississippi man said that his pet cat helped prevent a robbery, as the calico cat was apparently meowing a lot more irregular.
Okay.
At 3 a.m.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
And so Everett, who is a 68-year-old man, noticed his cat was acting a bit peculiar. As his cat, named Bandit, by the way, which is pretty appropriate for this story, started to claw at his arms a little bit. And he knew something was wrong at that point.
Yeah.
The cat was getting his attention.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be... We had a cat growing up. It was a tomcat. Completely unfixed. Nothing. And my dad had to finally have the thing put down because it was attacked. Anybody that came over our house would get attacked. I'm like, tore up.
Well, as Everett decided to go investigate whatever was going on, he saw two young men outside his back door. Huh. One had a handgun, the other with a crowbar, as they were trying to pry open the door. And then Everett went to go receive his own handgun to return to the kitchen. And by that point, the intruders fled.
There you have it. Get yourself an attack kitty. Keep any home safe. Thank you, Marcus. That is the top five at five, brought to you this afternoon by our friends right here at National RX. Oh, man. Love coming in here. Not just because every time I come in here, it means it's Friday afternoon, means the weekend is here. I just love coming in as the friendly staff. We got my guys, Dane and Big Mike, Kevin back there, getting everything done. We got a little bit of rain falling out here at National RX right now, but we have a little Jets pizza. It's just a good, friendly atmosphere. And if you need anything, folks, maybe you're fortunate. Maybe you don't have any medications that you have to get prescriptions filled for all the time, every month. You still got to get your next bottle of aspirin, maybe some vitamin C. Maybe you've got, I'm looking at calamine lotion right here. You get moleskin, stuff like that. You know, over-the-counter products, pain relief, vitamins, cold and allergy medicine. They've got it all for you here at National RX. Stop by here in Farragut and pick yourself up whatever it is you need. Let them know, hey, I listen to The Drive on Fan Run Radio all the time. Russell and the guys, thanks so much for supporting them. We couldn't be in business without their help all these years. And they're great folks, man. Proud to be affiliated with our friends here at National RX, 11134 Kingston Pike in Farragut, right next to Wendy's. And with that, we turn our attention towards the next 60 minutes. Now, Bear, are you ready for the what you talk about Champions League draw? Have you found a hat? Have we torn off pieces of paper?
Yeah, it's all done.
Okay. Okay, good. Excellent.
Everything's
I love
ready
it when
go.
A good plan comes together.
It's all ready to go.
So we'll be doing that. Coming up here in just a minute. If you want to chime in this afternoon, folks, as we go open lines the rest of the way here, 865-546-8200 is our number. 546-8200. If you want to chime in, we would love to hear from you. We've got a double Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question this afternoon as the Volunteers taking their first break of preseason practice, four practices in, no practice today. Back at it tomorrow. Pads go on this weekend, and they have their first major scrimmage of the preseason on Tuesday morning next week. So big week here at Fan Run. We'll be covering that for you. And today during this little break that we've got, we ask you, the listening audience, a double dose of your Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question. First of all, who is your impact transfer out of the transfers? Lynn J. Dixon, Brew McCoy, Gerald Mincy, Andre Turntine, Wesley Walker. Who do you think steps up the most and has the biggest impact for the Volunteers this season? That's question number one. Question number two for you, who is Tennessee's biggest competition for second place in the SEC East? And as we talked about at the end of last hour, Bear, Kentucky – pretty much dominating this poll, 57% of the audience says Kentucky is Tennessee's biggest challenge for second in the East. 36% say Florida. South Carolina, really a non-factor, despite what Lucas Panseca had to say in hour number two. 7% saying the Gamecocks.
I mean, after Lucas said that, I'm going to have to go do a deep dive on South Carolina because, I mean, he's unlike some of the other guys we've worked with around here, Lucas is usually pretty right, so – I'm going to take a look at him.
Well,
it all hinges on Rattler, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the whole Rattler thing, I just don't know what to make of that. I mean, I know there some people are hyping him up. Oh, he's a pretty good player. You go back, he put up good numbers at Oklahoma. It wasn't his fault. All this stuff. And then there are some people say, well, he's a malcontent. He's got an attitude problem. He's
really?
Not that good. I don't know what to believe. I'm just taking a wait-and-see approach. I don't know.
I just know who he reminds me of now. Who he reminds me of never had a year like his that first year he had with Oklahoma, but I kind of get a JG vibe off him. Is that crazy?
Yeah, I mean, I maybe think he's it was better just than JG.
It might have been just – I mean, he did some pouting last year. You know, like the opposite of how Joe Milton carried himself last year.
Mm-hmm.
And how he continues to carry himself from what it sounds like behind the scenes over there. I don't think that gets talked about enough. I mean, this day and age, I mean, that to me, that deserves a tip of the cap.
Speaking of behind the scenes, are you safe over there, Russ?
Yeah, I mean, we got some rain. It's storming a little bit. I feel like I'm hearing an EAS test.
That's what I heard. I thought it was coming from you guys.
I haven't heard anything.
We don't have an EAS thing down here. I'm assuming that's coming from you guys back at the station.
No.
That's so weird.
Well, no. Wherever it's coming, it's coming from the radio station. It's not coming from down here. But I would think that if you're listening on radio right now, you're not hearing me, so I'm talking to nobody. But those of you listening online on the web stream, powered by Linderman Sports Media or on our Fan Run app, that's what's going on. That's what's going on here in Knoxville. Batten down the hatches, ladies and gentlemen. Sam says Kentucky is is just because of the schedule. They get State and Ole Miss out of the West. Tennessee gets Alabama and LSU. Florida gets A&M and LSU. South Carolina gets A&M and Arkansas. Hewitt Pruitt posted a graphic of FBS strength of schedule ranks in the Eastern Division. Who do you think has the hardest schedule in the East?
In the East?
Yes.
I wouldn't – it. I want to say Tennessee because I know that we play Alabama and LSU out of the West. My problem is I don't know who out of the East, who they're playing out of the West this year.
Vanderbilt has the third highest strength of schedule in FBS. I think they play Alabama this year.
So you got to play the entire.
Tennessee's actually got the fifth.
Well, we'd have to because we play everybody, but I guess Vanderbilt drags us down to five because we get to play them.
Yeah, we're playing UT Martin and Akron, Ball State, probably not exactly driving that ranking up high. But, yeah, nobody would say Tennessee plays an easy schedule. South Carolina, 8th, Florida, 14th nationally. Missouri is 22nd nationally. Kentucky or Georgia is 23rd. And Kentucky has the weakest schedule in the East, 31st hardest schedule in the country. Kentucky definitely benefiting from getting the two Mississippi schools out of the West.
That's some pretty good luck right there. Who drew A&M from the East this year?
Was it Florida?
Florida, maybe?
Yeah, I'll pull up their schedule.
Is it still shocking to you how little or how close they've always stayed to home, Florida, until it's bowl season and they're traveling to like Tempe or California or something? Like, have you ever gone back and looked at that? Like,
yeah,
they've never.
I mean, do you think that's just the administration or the coaches not wanting to challenge themselves that much? I feel like
it's institutional.
Tennessee fans, our fans kind of have there's demand there. Like, we want to Tennessee fans want to travel. They want to go to Pittsburgh this year. They want to go see Notre Dame. They want to go to the Rose Bowl in USC. They want to travel, and I don't know that Florida fans necessarily share that desire to get out and about.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised because, you've talked about wanting to go. My brother's going. I've been surprised at how many friends and people I know are really wanting to go to that Pittsburgh game, man. So I'm expecting Tennessee to travel really well for that one. It's a lot of buzz.
Dave says, until we beat Florida regularly, it's Florida.
Yeah.
We know we can beat South Carolina and Kentucky. And then I got to call out TJ, the Kentucky fan, who I feel like I always give a fair shake to on this radio show, on the airwaves. I feel like I've always been more than fair and straight up and honest with TJ. Have I taken the occasional cheap shot at Kentucky? Sure. But generally speaking, when giving a real sports take and not just engaging in the old tomfoolery, I feel like I've been very fair to Kentucky. I feel like I've been fair to them today in this whole conversation. But TJ responds to the thread on Twitter with, says, Florida wasn't even top four in the East. I don't think you want Florida to be your competition. And then he posts a screenshot of the SEC East standings as if he's owning anybody last year. It's like, TJ, do we have to post the final scoreboard when we came in your house and took you guys down?
I mean, does he need to see the picture of Will Levis crying?
You remember
that. Ginger haired, right? And those stupid-looking freckles?
You remember that. I mean, come on now. Come on. What are we doing? Let's be honest. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it real, TJ. It's dealing reality here, buddy. Quick timeout. All right. When we come back, we'll get to the phone lines. Plus, the What You Talking About Champions League draw. Very excited for this. We'll do it all when we continue next right here on Fan Run Radio. Back with more. Stay with us. Welcome back. The drive continues. Fan Run Radio. We are rolling right along here this afternoon on a rainy Friday. from National Law Rex. It's Russell, it's Bear, it's Marcus, it's you till 6 p.m. We got overtime headed your way next on many of these fine Fan Run affiliates. Getting the weekend kicked off Fan Run style here on The Drive. All right, it is the moment we have all been waiting for. What you talking about, Champions League play is set. It commences Monday in this segment of the show, the 5:20 p.m. segment. So be sure to tune in there. Now, who will be playing Monday? That is what we are about to find out. All right, Bear. Marcus, and again, I'm trusting you, Marcus, to keep an eye on Bear. Make sure no funny business, no sleight of hand is going on here. I don't know how he could provide an advantage or somehow fix this game, but I'm counting on you to be my eyes back at station control right now.
I will do everything I can to make the captain proud.
Keep videoing this. You got your video camera out? I want to see this.
Do you really want me to film it?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. No, do not point a camera at me.
I won't point it at you. I'll point it at the names.
Just film his the bucket. Good grief.
You ready?
Yes. Here we go. Do we have some special background music?
Yes, we do, Russell. All right, you ready?
What you talking about, Champions League? All right, let's start with the Monday draw. The Monday draw. Who will be the first participant on Monday?
That will be UT Ski.
All right. UT Ski has made it. Champions League newcomer. I think we've got a lot of first-timers in there this year.
We sure do.
He was good. He was good this year. What did he? I think he put up a 12.
UT Ski put up an 11.
Okay.
And a win.
Okay.
Obviously.
UT Ski is up first. Who will be second?
That would be, hold on, Chase.
Chase.
Chase, strong showing early on. He,
what did he put up?
Put up a 15.
Okay. UT Ski probably going to have to rise his level of play if he wants to bang heads with Chase. All right, we've got our first two. Who'll be the third and final contestant on Monday?
Drum roll, please. We've got an epic matchup for Monday. Matty Ice, three-time defending What You Talking About champion.
Wow.
Have his work cut out for him there.
Matty Ice on a sponsor's exemption. Three-time What You Talk About champion will play Monday. Folks, you're going to want to tune in for that. That's going to be an epic way to start out Champions League play next week here on The Drive.
Absolutely.
All right, moving on to Tuesday. We've got six contestants left. Who will be up first on Tuesday?
That would be Matt.
Not to be confused with Matty Ice. We've got two Matts going. All right, that's gonna mess with me, but we'll work through it.
Matt qualified for Champions League with a score of 15, Russell.
All right. Something about that name, I guess. Just good at it.
You ready for number two?
Oh, I'm ready.
At the number two position on Tuesday's semifinal matchup, I guess that's what we're calling it, we have Nick. Nick qualified for Champions League, apparently, Russell, with a score of 13.
Okay. This is shaping up to be another good one. I mean, it's Champions League. It's like
– there's no easy bracket.
Yeah, once you get to the Sweet 16 in the college basketball tournament, I mean, there's no easy matchups. It's all good. Once you get to that round of 32, this is kind of where we're at right now.
Yes.
The best of the best.
Of the best. And rounding out Tuesday's afternoon's region, we have Brent. Brent qualified for Champions League, Russell, with a score of 11.
Okay, very good. All right, I'm looking forward to that. So there are only three left. Marcus, I just want you to chime in here, buddy. Is this going – everything's on the up and up right now. Bear's not getting over somehow. Nobody's getting screwed in this situation. this is legit. He's drawing these names. Are you filming this?
Yeah. It's everything's up on the board. Okay. We're feeling good about this so far.
Okay. All right. Good. I mean, I'll hold you responsible if.
All right.
Something wrong.
I mean, my name's on the line now.
Moving on to Wednesday, Russell.
Moving on to Wednesday, Bear. Who is first?
That would
in
be
the final of the three champions matchups.
That would be John with a qualifying score of 12.
Yeah. Another first timer, as I recall. All right. Congratulations, John. Who's second?
Second, this is kind of a murderer's row of a draw on this side. Second, we have Jason, who qualified with a score of 14.
Okay. All right. And so the last guy has to be the dude who put up like 16 or 17 the first day, right?
That would be Will, threw down a 16.
Will was the one that had the tie with Brent.
But oh, yeah, they both hit 15, and then he just barely got the 16.
Yeah.
That was pretty epic.
The numbers, I mean, Brent, it's...
Brent got in. He's in the second round. Will's in the third round, so they will not face each other next week unless it's on Thursday for the championship.
Oh, this is exciting. I got
chills. Can be only three on Thursday.
All right. Congratulations to those nine fierce competitors who will be vying for Champions League glory and immortal status here on The Drive and Fan Run Radio next week. Congratulations and good luck, gentlemen. I hope you get plenty of sleep. Hope you hydrate. Don't end up like Bear. Make sure you have a good connection. Landlines come in, if you can find a landline anymore. I mean, they come in good hand. I mean, we saw that happen to somebody this week. Bear had a really bad connection, couldn't hear, and it just totally submarined their entire chance.
Oh, that person just called thinking that it was time to play.
Ooh.
Wasn't happy about it and had a message for you, but I don't know if I should deliver it.
Was it profane?
It just wasn't very nice.
Well, I mean, I can't help it that he's got a Cricket phone from 2001.
He told me to tell you to go to hell.
That's not nice.
Probably one of my people.
I'm just going to stay here at National Law Rex, and you know where that guy's going, Bear? I don't know where he's going.
He ain't going to Champions League.
But I know where he's not going. He ain't going to Champions League.
No, he's not.
Needs to go over to the AT&T store or something and get himself a decent phone.
He needs to do something. I mean, you can't. I mean, it's just those are rookie mistakes, Russ, if we're being honest. You can't enter the field of play in what you're talking about and not ensure that you have the most highest speed, crystal clear reception on your phone.
Life's all about preparation, Bear. That's what I always say.
Mm-hmm. That is what you say, Russ.
All right, gentlemen, we have a minor piece of breaking news this afternoon. Can you take me to the Fan Run breaking news desk, please? Dolly Parton issued a big announcement today, guys.
Oh,
did you
God.
See this?
Oh, you scared me, man.
What?
I mean, I thought you were getting ready to tell me something horrible.
No, she's fine. She's all fine. Right, she had an right. announcement, man. She's trucking along.
All right.
Listen, when Dolly dies, we're not going to go to the Fan Run news desk, okay? It's not going to be a work on here. Like, what do you take me for? Some kind of amateur? Trying to get canceled here. Dolly Parton has announced a new roller coaster at Dollywood. And several people have sent me this, guys, because I'm not making this up. The new roller coaster will be named Big Bear Mountain.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to make a sales call.
Big Bear Mountain. Would you ride Big Bear Mountain?
Here's the thing. No.
This is a steel chair today.
This is going to throw you guys because usually, this is cue me where I'm like, no, I hate roller coasters. I absolutely loved riding roller coasters, any kind of stupid ride. If you were methed out and just on parole and putting together the zipper ride in a parking lot of some Piggly Wiggly in like Alabama, I'd ride it. But I can't ride. There's no way I'd be able to ride Big Bear Mountain.
It's tough, man. I don't know. I was the same way. I'd get on anything.
Oh, God.
If there's a seatbelt in it, or maybe even if there isn't, I'm jumping in. But I learned the hard way at Universal last year. It's like, oh, man.
Did you get scared?
Those days are like, even just like.
Oh, it just hurt your back.
No. I get like motion sickness now, like want to hurl.
Oh, no, mine's just because of, my back. And
when was the last time you rode a roller coaster, Bear?
It's probably been about 10 years ago, maybe.
Oh, yeah, it
was up at Dollywood. Like when I got off, I couldn't feel my feet really. So the craziest one I ever rode in my life, World's Fair Park, they had like a little amusement park down there in the parking lot where the south end zone is. You talk about looks so shabby all the time. They had this damn ride, Russ, called the Defender. There were no seat belts in it. You jumped in like this space capsule looking thing, and they put this like these bars went around you, kind of. And then you were going around, and then it took you straight up. But I swear to God, it looked like if one of those bolts snapped, you were going to land in the middle of the Tennessee River. It would just launched you over Neyland Drive.
I've been on some pretty wild roller coaster. I used to be a roller coaster enthusiast as well. And I'll still get on. Like, I didn't have any problems last year with the roller coasters. It was like everybody has these, you sit in like a theater basically, but then like the theater moves, it shakes, rattles and rolls. And they like,
I can't do those either.
Yeah. That stuff. Like I was on that thing. I was like, man, I'm about to lose my lunch right here in the middle of all these people. It can be very embarrassing. I was able to hold on and make it out anyway. But, Big Bear Mountain. You need to work out some sort of advertising crossover deal, Big Bear Mountain riding. Maybe you can go ride with Dolly. I mean, I think you'd have to take that chance. I think you'd have to get in there and do that for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
If the Queen allowed me to ride a roller coaster with her, hey, you roll me out of there in a wheelchair completely paralyzed, I'd ride with her.
Now, it does beg the question, does Dolly Parton fit in a roller coaster?
Sure, she's like 5'2" and weighs like 115 pounds, dude.
Marcus, do you need to explain this to him?
Yeah, no, I'm already fully aware of what you're insinuating and going towards. Which, what does that say about me that I knew immediately what you were talking
about? What's that say about the just lack of respect to the queen herself, Dolly Parton?
Oh,
she got paid for the COVID vaccine. Come on, man. She's taught like a billion kids to read.
Trust me, Bear, I have plenty of respect for Dolly.
Let's hope the roller coaster works better than the COVID vaccine. That's all I'm going to say.
That's true.
Project represents part of a $500 million expansion of Dollywood. I mean, this thing, that place is growing up. It's not the Dollywood we grew up going to where I don't think they had any roller coasters. But you had the Slidewinder, which was one of my favorites, and the
that was
Log
a good
ride.
One.
They've got like five world-class roller coasters up there now.
Yeah, when I used to go up there, we do the river ride. I like hanging out at the Bald Eagle exhibit. I'm always stunned at how big those damn things are. They still have those?
I don't know. It's been a long time.
Since you've been up there?
Yeah, I'll be honest. The last time I went to Dollywood, I was ready to go pretty quick. Pretty quick. A lot of people.
Did you get your big one of those big turkey legs like Henry VIII?
No. More of a Diet Coke kind of a guy. Cold water.
You didn't get your frosty lemonade?
It was very. It was just very crowded. It was very hot, and I was ready to go. It's one of those things. You get there early in the morning, you're like, oh. Ooh, we're here for how long? I'm here all day. Ooh.
Did you get chafed?
No. Oh. Finely tuned athlete here. What are you talking about, chafed? should be ready for the 2024 season, according to Dolly. Big Bear Mountain coming soon to Dollywood near you. 865-546-8200. Your number to get on the show this afternoon, 546-8200. We got to take one more quick timeout here on the show today. Final segment coming up, Speak Now Forever, Hold Your Peace, the shocking conclusion of the drive coming up next here on Fan Run Radio. Wrapping up on a Friday afternoon, Russell Bear and Marcus with you for one more segment here of the drive on Fan Run Radio. I thank National RX for having us out today. I've had a great time out here as always, and it looks like the weather's going to cooperate and stop raining in time for me to get out of here. I don't have to get soaked twice in the same day.
That would not be fun.
Negative, Ghost Rider. Steve-O on the Twitter machine says the GOAT roller coaster was the mini coaster at the Tennessee Valley Fair.
Dude, I don't know, roommate Mac, I don't want to, I'm not going to say his last name because I want to embarrass him. But like, this dude to this day will not ride a roller coaster. He was on that roller coaster at the TVA Not Fair. Like, it derailed and it scared him. He's like a little kid, but he was that friend that wouldn't ride roller coasters.
It derailed? Well, yeah.
Yeah. He was like four or something. It like scarred him, or, you know, what do they call it? Trauma.
Yeah. What a wish. You fall off a roller coaster and almost die. And no, I remember that. That I used to ride that thing all the time too, man. It was very small. Well, it wasn't small. I mean, it got up there. It was a good 40 or 50 feet drop up there at the highest point, but it was all like very compressed, as I recall, the mini coaster at Tennessee Valley Fair. They were very rickety, very sketchy. Looking back on it, really wondering why my parents let me ride that thing.
Oh, as a lot of them. I'll tell you the one I love, but it's absolutely terrifying when you're on it. But I still wanted to always ride it, were those swings.
Oh, yeah. Just the big platform that, like, spun the swings?
Yeah, and it's like, looks kind of Italian. Like, it's got all that, you know.
And they just got those little chains things that hold.
Yeah. And if anything breaks, you're dead.
Well, they would put that thing right next to the lake over there in Chilhowie Park. I rode that thing all the time.
Well, we were talking about during the break, they had one at the World's Fair, that little amusement park I was talking about. I was telling the guys, like, it damn near swing you out over Neyland Drive on that thing. Because it was right down there, so.
I love the swing. I loved the – these are all – I probably wouldn't even get on the swing anymore. Just because I don't know. I don't know what the age is. I think it's probably 40. You hit it, and your stomach's just like, yeah, you're not doing that anymore, idiot. Remember the Gravitron?
Now, that's one thing. Like, anything like the Gravitron, the casino wheel thing, which all those type of rides.
The zipper?
Now, I liked a good zipper. I had to be in a mood for it. But like, the Gravitrons, we always called them vomit comets.
Yeah, I rode those things all the time, and I understand what you're saying. I'm sure people puke on them all the time. I never saw it. Must have ridden that thing 100 times at Tennessee Valley Fair. Never saw anybody lose their lunch on the Gravitron.
Now,
you know what the Gravitron is, Marcus?
Is that the one where you're having to like lay on your back and like hold the bars and it just spins?
Yeah, and then the floor drops, but the centrifugal force keeps you up. Now, the only time I had a really good time. They've got some kind of crazy room at Space Camp down in Huntsville at NASA. And, like, you lay on these couches and they project it on the screen, or they used to, and it would, like, simulate, like, a launch, like a rocket launch. But somehow that room's moving, and so you're feeling like three or four G. It's like pushing you back into the seat.
I guess the good thing is, and not to get all graphic here, but I guess the good thing is if you do regurgitate on that thing, I guess it's not going to fly around the thing. It's just going to kind of stick to you, isn't it?
I mean, it's probably going to go on the guy next to you. That's the other reason I didn't ride stuff like that, because more than me getting sick, like just somebody getting sick on me, That was the end of the Defender in the summer of 82, or the Enterprise, I think. That ride, like, somebody in our crew got puked on, and then that was it. None of us want to ride it anymore.
They also had, I think at the Tennessee Valley Fair, they might have called it the Himalaya ride or something like that. Oh,
the Bobs, yeah. Where huge it just, Himalayan fan.
Where it just goes around in a circle really fast. And there
super
is a little
rough ride.
But it kind of goes up. Like there's a, it goes up a small hill in a circle, and there's like a, it goes behind a wall at one point. It's maybe dark or something back there. Maybe there's some lights or something like that.
Yeah, and it was kind of set on an incline.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, it was at, there's no way me and you would be able to walk if we got on one of those things now. Remember how it had like minimal padding, basically just rock hard, like oak wood cars, and it just slammed you to one side of them.
Yeah.
I was always bigger. I don't know. I was always the biggest person in our crew and always ended up having to have all the people slam into me. Nobody wanted to sit to my left.
Getting a vote for Space Mountain here. This is a classic. You never been to Disney, Bear. You never ridden Space Mountain. You got to get down there before they close that thing.
Nah, man. I mean, I just one of those things I don't want to. I'm not going to break the streak, man. That and it's just.
Oldest ride in the park, and it's still got the longest line.
Much like my, Blair. Yeah, and myself. But it's just, there's so many other places that I would rather go because of the cost. Like for what it costs to Disney, you can go to Hawaii, you can go to England, you can go to a lot of places.
Space Mountain is, it's a classic. I love Space Mountain. I would probably still ride that. It's not that violent or scary or anything like that.
Does Disney have scary rides?
At Disney?
Yeah.
Do they have like the Haunted Mansion?
I've heard those teacups out in California are rough.
Yeah, I mean that's another one I wouldn't ride anymore.
Oh, what'd they call those at TV Tilt-A-Whirl?
Well, the Tilt-A-Whirl's different. The Tilt-A-Whirl,
it's similar concept to the teacups.
That'll separate you from your lunch.
Yeah. That also has one of Tilt-A-Whirl. Are one of the few rides that, like, when you're actually riding the ride, you can exaggerate the effect of the spinning if you're pulling on the, you know, the thing in the middle.
Yeah. Which, how can you not?
Well, you're that guy.
You got to pull. Yeah.
You're that guy in the crew. I'm the guy in the crew that's begging you to stop or threatening to punch you if you don't.
Oh, no, I'm
and you're not stopping.
Putting all my body weight into that thing. We're spinning.
Yeah.
So I know we're talking roller coasters, but Bear kind of mentioned it earlier, which got me thinking when he said Space Camp. If there was any way that either of you could do one of those like anti-gravity kind of things where you can kind of feel what it's like to like float.
Oh, flying those parabolic arcs on
would
the Vomit Comet? No.
No?
No.
Pretend to be an astronaut for a little bit?
No.
You talk about like commercial space travel?
No, the Air Force, they do it during training. They've got this special plane.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like a shuttle, and you just kind of hang out in the tank of it or whatever, and you get 20 seconds of zero G.
Yeah, they fly these arcs, and you experience weightlessness for like 20 seconds. But see, what they don't tell you is, I mean, number one, the nickname of the plane's a Vomit Comet. Number two, look up parabolic arc and how they fly. I mean, they're basically just diving that plane, man. I don't want to be in a plane diving at that speed from that altitude.
Do they do anything similar where you can like almost like actually like
if you got $25 million, you can go up with Elon or not or Bezos.
Okay, I'll start a GoFundMe to get Bear into space.
I thought they got it down to just like $200,000.
I don't know. I'm not riding any rocket that Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk built. I'm not going commercial.
It's not like they're out there with hammers and nails building it. I mean, they're it's the same people that are building rockets for NASA or Russia or whatever.
Unless it says, NASA and I'm launching from Cape Canaveral or the Baikonur Cosmodrome over in
Russia.
Hey, man,
more people have died of NASA space travel than have through these new. I don't think anybody's died through like SpaceX or Amazon. They got a 100% rate. You're wanted to go with the guys that have all the kills.
They haven't in a long time.
I mean,
Columbia was almost 20 years ago. Yeah. It was bizarre. I remember waking up that morning and turning on the news, making some coffee, and it was like, good God, that thing's breaking apart.
Teeth, hair, and eyeballs everywhere.
Could you imagine Bear calling down to Houston Control?
Houston, we got a problem.
No, because, I mean, that falls under the category of everybody's going to go. We all know that. Nobody gets out of here alive, right? But that falls under the heading that I do have a list of ways that I absolutely will not go out.
Space is one of them.
Space. Dying and reentry into the Earth's atmosphere is on that list. I've got some others on there.
Houston, we got a problem. This here's Bear. Yeah, Marcus ate up all the freeze-dried chili. It stinks something bad up here.
I think he'd be a little bit more angry, blaming Houston Control for something I've done.
I'm a big space guy.
I know you're a big space guy. I do find it funny that you've thought about...
Wait, hold on. No, if you refuse to ever travel in space, you can't say that you're a big space guy. You're the antithesis of big space guy. You're anti-space guy.
Who, me?
Yes.
You're nuts. I wanted to be an astronaut when I was a kid.
Well, make up your mind. You want to do it or you don't.
Who's been to Huntsville multiple times? To Johnson Space Center.
Brother.
Have you been at the Redstone Arsenal and seen the gantries where they test fired the Saturn V rocket engines, Russ? Were you alive when men were walking around on the moon, Russ? No, I don't think you were. You were a twinkle in your daddy's eye. So back off, big boy.
So you're more of a space voyeur.
I'm a NASA enthusiast. I've tried to get Jake Miller into it. Yeah, dude. I mean, when I was in kindergarten, we were going to the moon. You know how cool that was to be a kid in the 70s and the astronauts were going to the damn moon? Just think about it. You imagine walking outside and looking up the moon tonight and knowing there's two human beings walking on that thing.
There might be. There might be. They might have a full station up there. You wouldn't know.
Probably not.
There's probably a bunch of people up there right now. All right, before we get out of here.
We do have a late call.
We have a tweet that's gone out. It's going viral this afternoon. Find out why Deshaun Watson wanted to go to the Browns. Wanted to go to Cleveland, Bear.
Why?
Not making this up. I wish I were. The 2022 AMTA National Convention of Massage Therapy.
Get the hell out of here.
Will be held in Cleveland, August 25th through 27th. It's coming up here in just a couple of weeks.
He's probably got a fast pass.
I mean, get the heck out of here.
Not making that up, no. I only wish I were.
We'll talk more about that on Monday, or maybe over the group text this weekend.
All right, one more call, then we got a split. Let's get Roger in here. Roger, you're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio. Good afternoon, sir.
Oh, hey. Russell Bear, how y'all doing tonight?
Doing well. Thanks, Roger.
Well, good. Russell's watching Bear and all y'all. But Patrick this week, from what you've heard, are you happy this week from what you've heard?
Roger, we really haven't heard that much. I don't know. We not like we used to, Russ.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the things we've heard that are encouraging, you know, the offense and Hooker being in command, playmakers and all that stuff is good. Worried about the thing I'm worried most about is the Haddon injury. I mean, that's the only thing that's kind of like, ugh, you know, that's a lot of people had him penciled in as a starter at corner. And, you know, he wasn't out there the past 2 days. So we'll see what happens there. But so far for the first week, I think, they've come out of it pretty okay.
Sure, you're right. I'd be curious to see what happens now. But I've been everything week so far, practice been so I have a leave at home, so I have have a good one.
Raj, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Raj. It's been a long week, Russ.
It has. I'm ready for the weekend. Hope you guys are too. Everybody have a good rest, good break, and we will reconvene on Monday. Champions League, Bear. Very exciting stuff.
It's going to be lit, as the kids say. They still say that, Marcus?
Yeah, I think so.
A lituation?
Well, they don't say that.
Okay.
All right, Dad. Easy now. Thank you, Marcus. Y'all be good. Appreciate National RX for having us out. Jets Pizza, thank you to them as well. Have a great weekend. We got overtime headed your way next. We'll do it again Monday, 3 to 6, right here on Fan Run Radio.